Just gonna invite everyone to get good and comfortable so you can totally relax your body, feeling supported on your back, potentially or not. Just feel nice, lots of support under you and or behind you. Just begin to rest into your body, into your bones, and into the chair. And just begin to notice, as we were noticing, the space in between the particles. And we'll start looking at that space in the places that feel the most relaxed. So putting your attention into, let's start with the thighs. And feeling into the thighs and noticing the space in your thighs. And feeling the space between the particles in your thighs. And noticing the space around the thighs. And just feeling into that subtle distinction between the thighs and the space around the thighs. Letting your body, consciousness, move to awareness of the bottoms of the feet. And noticing the space in the bottoms of the feet. And allowing that space to expand. Feeling the boundaries of the feet. Noticing the particles that make up the feet, make up the bones, make up the skin, make up the muscles. And the space in between those particles. And then noticing the space around the boundary of the feet. Once again, noticing that, what is it that's different inside the feet versus outside the feet? Feeling into that field surrounding the feet and the legs. Moving attention now to the space in the center of the head. And feeling into that. Space. Between the temples. Inside the skull. Noticing the boundary of the skull. Particles of the skull. Making up the skull. And then start to feel into the space between the particles. Making up the skull. And feeling into the space around the outside of the head. And noticing how you can perceive and feel into that space. And what it feels like. And what is the difference between that space around the head and the space inside the head? Just noticing into that field of energy. I'm bringing the attention now to belly center, just around the navel point, below the navel point, and noticing the space between the hips, the pelvic floor, noticing the muscles and the bones and the space between all the particles that make up the muscles and the bones. Between the hips and the pelvic floor. And noticing that boundary around the outer edge of the hips and the torso. Feeling the edge. Noticing that subtle difference between the inner and the outer space. Feeling into the space that surrounds you in the room. All the space between your body and the walls of the room. Just noticing that reality of that space and what it feels like. Feeling into the center of the hands and the space and the palms of the hands. The space between the fingers. The space between the particles that make up the fingers. And feeling all around the outer boundary of the hands. Noticing the reality of that energy, that space. Feeling in relationship to the inner space of the hands. Just taking a few nice deep breaths into the spaciousness in the body. Really let yourself sink into it. Sink into porousness. Space between all the cells, all the particles, and all the apparent density of the physical body. Allowing the energy of the room energy that surrounds the body, allowing it to come in to the inner space, and the inner space to go out into outer space. Feeling those boundaries merging. And from this place, we're going to do some reorganizing of matter, allowing a different alignment. This is the place of possibility and creation. We can create anything we want from here. So begin by just thinking of a particular program that we're running. Program that you're running, and a belief or an idea that has come into this consciousness at some point and taken root and has manifested in your life in some way, and something that you're thinking about many times a day potentially, that you don't actually want to create. Could be around health, wellness, abundance, relationship. Many, many possibilities, but something that you are rehearsing daily. It's an old program, you've been running it. Just want to identify what that particular program is. And you might imagine in front, in the third eye point or in the front of your consciousness, a big computer screen. And you might imagine finding that file, finding that program, that application, whatever it is, that has been running, creating things you don't want. Just imagine finding it and bringing it up in front of you on the screen. Taking a good look at it. See it for what it is. And when you're ready, you can either press the delete button, or you can drag and drop it into the trash, empty trash, whatever you like. But we're just going to undo that program. It's been fun. It served its purpose, but it's no longer something we want to run and give energy to. Just check your hard drive for any that file. The copies of it somewhere. If you find any remnants of it, you can delete those too. Then you notice, oh my god, that was taking up a lot of space on my hard drive. Suddenly I have all this free space. And now that we've deleted that old file, I invite you to imagine a thought, a possibility, an idea that you would like to manifest in your life, something you consciously want to grab a hold of and consciously plant, consciously insert, however you want to imagine it. Think of it as a holodeck, think of it as a garden, something that you consciously choose that you are ready to create and manifest in your life. And it can literally be anything. There is no limit. It isn't a future thing. Once you activate this program, it's alive now. Find that vision, that possibility. And when you're ready, just start to generate as much as you can the feelings associated with what that would be like to have that creation fully manifested in your life. Feeling the sense of gratitude, joy, surprise, feeling blessed, feeling overwhelmed with the sweetness of life, however it feels. Just find those emotions as though it's happening right now. If it were possible that this is actually a holodeck and you can actually choose what you'd like to create, that it's absolutely available to you, that this universe is that generous and it's for you, how would that feel? How would it feel to be attuned to so completely that anything your heart desires is available? As you feel those feelings, imagine as much as you can, visualize, sense, smell, taste that creation. Take yourself there. Actually, take yourself there. In all the senses. If your mind wanders, just bring it back, focusing. Focusing your attention in your head center and feeling the feelings of gratitude and joy in your heart. This is the secret of manifestation. then I want you to just acknowledge that this is done. It is complete. The seed has been planted. It's like you've mailed a letter, and now you just wait for the reply in the absolute certainty that it is coming to you. And when you're ready, slowly bring yourself back, taking all the time you need, blessing your creation. Yourself back here.